السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافي مزيده. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. My respected brothers, sisters and elders in Islam, it's a blessing and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to perform Salatul Asr with Jama'ah. Salatul Asr is referred in the Quran was Salatul Wusta as the prayer which comes right in the middle. We are just right halfway through between the day and night. Before that, Fajr and Dhuhr, and Maghrib and Isha, between that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes oath on Asr. Scholars say it is the Salatul Asr, and then another opinion, it is entire time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to continue establish Salah with Jama'ah and make our family, our progeny, inshallah, amongst those who will establish Salah. My respected brothers, we are discussing about the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially the ni'mah of relationship, the ni'mah of people around us. We went through appreciating our life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us, and then appreciating our mothers, fathers, and then spouses. How important it is, a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have kept contentment in this world, and those relationship inshaAllah will become a means for us to be success in akhirah as well. And yesterday we went through the relationship between husband and wife, the spouses, and we went through many examples that our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was grateful. And how did sallallahu alayhi wa sallam handle each and every situation? And it is a challenge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it is as a fitna. It's a test. Scholars give example and explanation about the word fitna. Fitna means a trial, a test. And then there is another meaning for it. It's attachment. You see, when there is attachment, it is very difficult for us. So there is attachment when it comes to this relationship. There's attachment when it comes to our family. When there's attachment when it comes to our children, our spouses, wealth. All these are ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to continuously first appreciate this ni'mah in our life. Appreciate. Appreciation is very, very important, because if you see certain things, sometimes will disappoint you. But then you, when you look at the certain positive things, it will balance your emotion. Say, okay, it's fine. Even though I don't have this, alhamdulillah, I have this. At this situation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to recognize the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognize the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remember, my respected brothers, this is part of deen, part of our religion. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in month of Ramadan, if we don't maintain a good relationship with our parents, our salah, our dua, our fasting is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. If we don't maintain good relationship with our family, family ties is very, very important. It is important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept under the arsh of Allah, the Quran will be there, and then what? Family ties also will be there. And that is something very, very important. Family relationship, Allahu Akbar, it will be under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who maintain good relationship, who build a good relationship within the family. Yesterday I explained to you all, when it comes to how in salah there is farl salah, compulsory, and sunnah, in relationship also there is certain relationship, we have no option, it is farl, we have to maintain it. It's difficult. Sometimes, you know, they treat us in a very bad way. Sometimes certain things happen, we cannot forgive in our heart. We say, oh, how can I forgive this? But we have no option. Once a Sahabi, came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, Ya Rasulullah, when it comes to my family, I do good to them. But in return, they ill-treat me. Every time I do good, but in return, they ill-treat me. What do I do? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you keep doing good to them. When it comes to family, it's not when they do good, you do good. When they do bad, you do bad. No, it's not like that. In family, whether they good or bad, you treat them with kindness. You treat them with love. You treat them with respect. You treat them with, you know, a lot of compassion. You treat them with compassion and forgiveness. You forgive them, forget, go ahead. So within the spouse, my respected brothers, when it comes to husband and wife relationship, sometimes we find very difficult how to balance that. We have a relationship between us and our parents, and then we have a relationship between us and our spouses. Always, many a time, we think it is in conflict. Loving our mother and loving our wife got nothing to do with. Two different things. It's like loving your children and loving your parents. It's a two different dimension and two different relationship. You don't love someone in the cost of another person, no. Your love for your wife, love for your husband, love for your children should not become in cost of love for your parents, no. Neither your love for your parents, love for your mother or father should not become in the cost of your love for your spouses, your wife and children. We need to understand and we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us and grant us the wisdom that how we love both of them. How we manage, how we balance it, and how we sort out matters. Because what happens when you have a good relationship, actually sincere and loving relationship, and that relationship will help another relationship. If a relationship, if it's a love, is affecting another love, means it is not real love. It is a selfish love. It's not real love. Real love means you are ready to sacrifice your needs, you are ready to sacrifice your desire, you are ready to sacrifice everything for the person you love. You can identify that as mother's love to the child. Mother, in return, doesn't expect anything from the child. She sacrifices, she loves the child, she goes on, she'll give whatever is there. In return, mother expects only one thing, child to be successful, child to be happy. And then one small expectation, the child should just talk to me a little bit, nothing else. She not expect anything, big thing. If you talk to your mom every day, she's happy, that's it. That's it. She'd be very happy. She just need your company because of the love. Nothing else. So, my respected brothers, sometimes we try to say, okay, mother's love come above your love for your spouses and children. And sometimes your children's love, these things. My respected brothers, both are in different perspective. Your loving and your duty towards mother cannot be compared with any other duties, any other love, any other relationship in this world. Likewise, your love and respect you have towards your spouses, it cannot be done. It cannot. There are certain things your mother cannot do for you, but your spouse do for you. Your father is unable to do. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a girl gets married, why she gets married? She has father's love, brother's love, everything is there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a certain need within us. It can only be fulfilled by certain people. It cannot be fulfilled by another person. Emotional, physical, these are need, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put us in a situation where we balance everything. You see, our Jannah in the feet of our mother. Likewise, we're not going to become a good person until our spouse, wife says good by Allah. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you need to have the dua and you can't hurt your mother. You see, you can't hurt. Al-aqli walidain, when you hurt your mother or father, you're not going to get, acceptance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in other hand, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best amongst you, the one who is best towards the family. Khayrukum, khayrukum li ahli. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, proudly say, wa ana, I am best when it comes to my family. I do the best. I do the best. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized those things very importantly. He emphasized that. Overlooking our shortcomings within us, it's very, very important. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu an, it's time we all know, a sahabi came to complain to Umar radiallahu an about the wife. So, you know, this problem, these, all this happened. When he came to complain to Umar radiallahu an, he realized the same problem in Umar radiallahu an's house. Umar radiallahu an's wife was much more louder. He said, oh, I have come here to ask advice, but this man in bigger trouble than me. So he wants to go. When I came out, what's wrong? Come, come. No, no, it's fine. I said, you come, what's wrong? Why do you come? He said, no, this is the reason I came. Umar ibn Khattab then explained to him, you see, we need to learn to tolerate these people because they are doing so much for us. They are doing so much for us. Umar radiallahu went on saying, they're doing our washing, they're preparing meals for us. Went on mentioning about the khidmah. They take care of our children. Allahu Akbar. Breastfeeding them. It's all not easy. These are all different responsibilities that we are unable to do that. Likewise, as men, that we do certain things that they are unable to do that. Right? Sometimes they think, okay, we can do. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a different role to play. So we don't compromise our relationship with our parents when it comes to our relationship with our spouses. No compromising. We need to know how to manage and balance it. Sometimes, when you start your marriage life in initial stage, there might be a little bit of tension because we don't understand. But you need to be patient. You need to be patient and respect that. That's very, very important. We have to treat and we have to have a discussion within our family, say, whatever said, my parents is parents. So whatever happened, we treat them with love and respect. And then same thing, it's not only like, you know, sometimes we think it's only husbands, our parents. No, our spouse's parents. We need to treat them equally. Because that is her mother and father. So she needs to spend time there. She needs to express love. Right? So equally we say, when it comes to your mom and dad, we treat them with love and respect. We treat them with love and respect. And we should know how to balance it. We should know how to balance it. And very importantly, we love them, we respect them. Those are very important. But when it comes to our family within us, we don't allow a third person to interfere. That's very important. It can be anyone. We get their advice. We take it. We process it through. We discuss and we come to a decision. But some people from outside, right? Their mom, their father, everyone. Yes, their advice, we need to listen to them attentively. Yes. But we have to be very careful. Another person's interference sometimes makes things, complicates things. And you don't give another person to make decision in your life. You actually, with basira, with proper understanding, making decision is very, very important. And my respected brothers, again, I keep reminding, this relationship is an ibadah. This relationship is an ibadah. So, there will be challenges. Shaitan will want us not to live happily. Shaitan wants to divide. This is one of the, every single day, one of the duties of shaitan to divide. To bring separation between husband and wife. Create chaos at home. Because when there is disturbed man, everywhere is disturbed. Children are not going to be, they're not going to get the, what you call, needed love and care. So it's very easy to mislead the children, the progeny. When the family is happy, when they are together, they are protected. They are protected. So shaitan wants first make division, first make problem. Husband and wife is fighting. Then children are in trouble. Children need love. Then they're in trouble. They go, they look for trouble outside. And they fall into other trouble. All this begins with at home. Sometimes you need to just maintain a little bit of patience, a little bit of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance, keeping quiet, praying two rakat when there is a problem, making wudu and sitting. Certain things, it will solve on its own. Some of the problems, what happened? They come, they go on. Don't respond. Many a time our partners, they don't need solution for us, from us. Even sometimes we have a problem, we go and relate to them. Immediately, if she gives you a solution, you get angry. You get angry. I know that. Why do you need to say that? What do we need? We need a good listener. We just want them to listen. We need to really, we need to tell what we're going through. Similarly, them as well. They come and tell certain things, we just listen to them. After listening to them for a while, they themselves will find a solution for it. We relate our problem, and after a while we calm down, and we ourselves will find a solution for our problem. So that's very, very important when it comes to listening to one another. Listening to one another. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in month of Ramadan, he used to be in itikaf last night. There was a one wife of sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she did not have family. All other wives, they had family in Medina, they used to go to their family when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in itikaf. Safiya radiallahu anha, she comes from a Jewish tribe, she didn't have family, she was alone. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while in itikaf, ask the ulamas, normally in itikaf, you don't have any outside relationship. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to request her to come. She used to come to the masjid. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to talk to her. Talk to her every night before, you know, evening before night ends. Talk to her for a while. Talking to her for a while. And then walk with her for a distance and send her and he come back. You know why? They need emotionally someone to talk to. She don't have family. Whom those days, no WhatsApp, no video calls, nothing. You need to talk to someone physically. And just imagine for 10 days, Rasulullah was very practical. Very practical. He had sense of humor. He understood another person's need very well. He understood. Right? And other wives knew. Because of such a need, they all have family. They are okay, alhamdulillah. They have people to talk to, everything. But she, nobody is there to talk. For 10 days, if she's going to be alone, what will be her mental status? This is Ummahatul Mu'mineen. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purified them in the Quran. They are the best of, you know, mothers in this world. No one can come closer to them. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose them. But the fact, we shouldn't forget, they are human too. They are human too. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had that relationship. We must try, my respected brothers, maintain this. Yesterday, I mentioned about, you know, when it comes to walima, one night we stay, and then we give walima, right? And then I spoke about, you know, we stay anniversary, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, we invite people and all that. But then I realized, I went back, whenever I speak, I try to listen back and see whether, you know, I'm human too. Then I said, that although it's one night and we give walima, it is sunnah. We cannot underestimate the barakah of walima. Right? It is sunnah. We cannot underestimate the barakah of walima. Right? Sometime your 20 years of success, it is because that barakah of the walima. Sometime your 40 years of your success of marriage, it is the barakah of the walima. People who came, they would have made dua for you. Barakallahu lak wa baraka alayka wa jama'a bainakum. So we should not compromise. You know, the way yesterday I presented, I felt like, you know, I made it a little bit sound lower. The walima sounds a little bit lower. No, walima is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't compromise that. But what I was trying to prove is that when you live, you try to appreciate people around. And if you have able to make it, there are so many other people have been people who have been partnered in your success. My respected brothers, after our relationship with our spouses, the immediate main relationship is our relationship with our siblings. Our siblings, brothers and sisters. My respected brothers, sometimes when we have too many brothers and too many sisters, we don't know the value of it. You go and ask, I know a young man, he's the only child in the family. I ask him, yeah, he's very, when it comes to financially, family-wise, everything is success. I ask him, what do you feel, you know? He said, only thing I crave I should have a brother or sister in my life. There are certain things we cannot talk to our parents. There are certain things we cannot talk to our spouses. There are certain things we cannot talk to our children. But our brothers and sisters, they'll understand. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we just need them just to make a call, just to talk to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have made our relationship with our siblings firm. Remember, we cannot, you know, break our relationship. When it comes to giving in charity, if your siblings, you know, they don't come under your responsibility of spending, so you can pay your zakat to them. So they come first in your priority. They come first. Scholar says, it is better for you to pay them, give them not zakah, from your other money, infaq. Because it is your relationship. But then yes, they are entitled. If you can pay them zakat as well. Because they don't come under your own expenditure. But we cannot pay zakah for our parents. We cannot pay zakah for our young children. When your children are under your expenditure, but your children are grown up, they are separately living, it is not your responsibility to take care. When they are struggling, you can pay. But we cannot pay zakah for our parents, grandparents, upwards. We cannot do that. Right? But when it comes to siblings, yes. Taking care of them, maintaining a good relationship, my respected brothers, very, very important. Very, very important. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam maintained a very good relationship with all his uncles, father's brothers. Right? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have any siblings. He's the only child. But he maintained very good relationship with his cousin brothers. He maintained good relationship with his cousin brothers. Ja'far radiallahu anhu. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's cousin, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. Ali ibn Abi Talib. These are who? Cousin brothers of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He maintained a very good relationship. His uncles were like his brothers. Hamza radiallahu anhu, Abbas radiallahu anhu. And their children was like his brothers. He maintained a very good relationship with them. They loved him and he loved them. And my respected brothers, one of the things the Arab had, you know, when they speak about the speciality of Arabs, you know, one of the main things the Arab had is that they will never give up when it comes to family. Family ties. Sometimes they go on extreme because of, you know, family, they declare war also, but they maintain a good family relationship with amongst the Quraysh, amongst the, you know, people in Makkah. They maintain with good relationship for sake of family. That for them, the family was a pride. Family was proud. They used to, you know, memorize and remember the entire, you know, ancestor's name, saying that this is, I come from this family, that's my family. And Islam, for certain extent, emphasize that your nasab has to be protected. You need to know where you come from. So your siblings, your brothers, my dear respected brother, that protects you. That is a DNA that comes down. There's a DNA which comes along with you. So family, especially our brothers and sisters, and my dear respected brother, and their family, their children, you showing love for their children equally the way you show love for your own children. But sometimes what happens, then it becomes competition between me, brother, between me, sister. No, there shouldn't be any. Competition should be healthy. But my respected brothers, when it comes to brothers and sisters, you will realize that, I can remember a person, one of his brother passes away, and the way he's crying, I have never seen. For a few days, he happened to meet me. I asked him, what? He said, you know, that's my elder brother. He was a father figure to me. He has done everything for me. He sacrificed, he took care, he spent on my education, he did everything. You know why I'm crying? I got married And I did not do my duty in return to him. I was so busy with my family and things like that. And he never expected that. In a later stage, I felt that he was little struggling. I could have done better, but I'm regretting. What can I do? I said, take care of his family. You do that ihsan to his family, his children, if they're, no, they're all grown big, they are doing well. Look, if your sister-in-law is living, do some ihsan for her. My respected brother, sometimes we don't realize the sacrifice our siblings, they do, unimaginable. Unimaginable. Especially sometimes sisters too. Sisters play a role of mother sometimes. They play a role of mother in the absence of mother. They take care of us. They do everything. So my respected brothers, maintain a very good relationship with your siblings. Very, very important. And that our children should see that and learn. They should see that. They should learn to treat their sibling the way we are treating our own sibling. With love, with respect. You need to make sure. Sometimes we don't have even, we don't hug them, we don't kiss them. These are part of it. You should do those things. You express that love. You know, if they're elder, you kiss their hands, kiss their forehead. Right? You should do that. These are expressing love. And your young ones will say, oh, my father is kissing uncle's forehead or he's kissing his hand. This is love. Sometimes we don't learn to do that. We maintain a very distant relationship, no communication. We don't talk, we don't share, we don't sit together. And there is a trouble. Yes, there is love inside. We are not angry. We are not, angry. But we don't express the love. We need to express, and our children, growing children, should see the love that we express. And we should exchange gifts. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Tahadu, Tahabu. You exchange gift. Exchange gift. And be simple. You don't need to, what you think, in your capacity, you can give something small, do that. They don't expect anything big. But what is mean? Your thought. You're sending some food in month of Ramadan. When you cook something, oh, my brother likes this. Can I send that? You send, oh, he will love it. My brother have sent. Sometime, he may not like it, but when it's put, hey, your brother have sent this, because of love, you will try to eat something. That affection, you buy him something, maybe a itar, a pen, a thawb, at least once a year, you should give, right? We need to make it a habit and make it simple. Don't need to, sometimes some people type, it goes to another extreme. Oh, I need to, if I'm giving my brother, I need to buy and give him a Rolex. Oh, I get this big car. No, nothing like that. Make it simple. Make it simple. Gift means it's not the value it has on itself. It's the thought that is connected with that. That has a bigger value. Sometimes you send a nice, text message making dua for them. It has a lot of value. You take a card, send a card to them. Allahu Akbar. On their birthday, in another extreme, you celebrate birthdays, have party. No, not that. You see, you have a thought. Rasulullah ﷺ said, I am fasting on Monday because that's the day I was born. It's not mean he celebrated the birthday. It's not a celebration. It's having a dua, a thought. You need reason, right? You need reason for someone. Now, Eid, we greet them. We send gift. As human, we need that. So we have small. Oh, they have given, their children has given birth. Oh, Allah has blessed him with a child. So it's, you take a gift for the child as well as the father or mother. You give them something. My respected brothers, maintaining this relationship in this world, what is the real happiness? Real happiness is this good relationship. The rest are nothing. Rest has no value. Just see, so much of wealth. But if you don't have a family to enjoy with it, there's no happiness. You don't have friends with you. If you don't have children, if you don't have spouses, Arab poet used to say, in this world, everything is what? Every single thing. No, there is no, contentment or happiness. Except for the spending quality time with your spouse, playing with your children, and spending time with your friends. Allahu Akbar. These are real things, you know. This brings you joy. This brings you happiness. Emotional, psychological, spiritual upliftment. It becomes a means. So my respected brothers, month of Ramadan is a month where we can rectify this. We can rectify this. With our siblings, remember my respected brothers, our parents, brothers and sisters also comes in the priority list. Our parents, when we love our parents, same respect we need to give their brothers and sisters. We need to come see some aunt. That's very important. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam maintained that relationship. One of the sisters, one of the aunt of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abbas radiallahu anhu's sister, there's a story when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was preaching about Islam. There is difference of opinion whether she accepted Islam or not, but majority's opinion, she became Muslim. One of the sisters of Abbas radiallahu anhu, she used to have so much of love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much of love. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her some wisdom. Before the battle of Badr took place, she had a dream that huge calamity is going to be afflicted to the people of Makkah. So she came and told that. You know, Abu Jahl got to know. Abu Jahl said, oh, he made fun of the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We had one man claiming prophethood, now in your family, there's another woman is coming and claiming prophethood. He made fun. But her dream, whatever she told, exactly happened in the time of battle, Badr. Exactly that happened. It happens. So the entire thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam maintained a good relationship with his uncles and aunties. He maintained a very good relationship with his cousin brother, but he didn't have his own siblings so that he could have expressed. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged and emphasized us to do that. And it is part of our deen. So my respected brothers, month of Ramadan is month where we strengthen this relationship. We can have iftar together, we can have suhoor together, we can pray together, Allahu Akbar, you know. Get together and have a qiyam together. And make dua together. And then Eid comes. Eid is a day, again you renew that. Eid is what? What is Eid without family? You spend time with them. You express love. You can give exchange. So my respected brothers, we are getting closer to the last 15 nights. Soon it's going to be the 15th night. Then another 14 nights. That's it. Oh, another 15 nights is coming up. So month of Ramadan is departing from us so fast and quick. Let us try, while trying to maintain, build a very good relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Salatul Layl, Qiyam and Quran Tilawa, while purifying our soul. We should not forget people around us, especially our parents, siblings and our spouses, and within our family, how we build a life that will give us contentment in this world. May give us happiness in this world and in akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of us. Wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.